A voice of one. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Our Christmas is, of course, composed of memories, real and enhanced, a time for nostalgia. I remember our early years when I was just a young priest myself, saying Mass in our newly dedicated Sharonville sanctuary, the warm little church with its wooden interior, and how the winter solstice sun would come stealing in just at the very end of the 7:30 Mass on the Sundays of Advent. And I remember, too, this Sunday, the 4th, the thrill of the day's gospel, held over from Ember Saturday, repeated again for the Sunday, the sonorous Latin listings of all the earthly powers, the names you recognize, Tiberius and Pilate and Herod, and Philip, too, and Lysanias, and Annas, and Caiaphas, and some tongue-twisting phrases for our new priest in the Latin, Filippo autem fratre eius tetraca iturie et traconitidis regionis. And all of them, emperors and kings, and governors and high priests, and miserable time-serving politicians, invested with God's own power, and still today their names invested with a certain grandeur by the gospel recital, which is only enhanced by the Latin, which we Catholics still use at Mass. But it comes through a little bit even in the English. It makes us remember that something of infinite importance occurred at a precise place in a finite moment in time. It really happened. It is history, not myth. It is memory, not collective nostalgia. And the world has never been the same since that voice of one sounded. With all of this buildup, one would have expected Christmas, the appearance of the Redeemer. But it actually is all for John the Baptist, his herald, some 30 years after Christmas. His voice is the voice of one who tells of that one who is to come. More powerful than all of the principalities and the powers and the politicians and the presidents, one single voice ringing out in the desert, blasting a highway for our God. He smoothed the road, and they came. People flocked to that voice, and yet he was not the light, St. John tells us in our last gospel, but was to bear witness to the light, which enlighteneth every man that cometh into this world. Such is the authority of the Word of God, even if, precisely when, enunciated by one lone voice. John, once, his successor, our Savior, Jesus Christ, then and now and still through his church, although the voice is mostly stilled in the great darkness, the winter of our eclipse. St. Athanasius once, Athanasius contra mundum, Athanasius against the whole world, holding out the truth of Christ's divinity. Archbishop Lefebvre, in modern times, from time to time, when the Holy Ghost would catch him and blaze forth for a sentence or two through his one voice. Some single shaft of Advent sun which shines. One voice. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Each priest raises his voice in prayer each day in the divine office. And he always starts his matins or morning prayer this way with the 94th psalm. We call it the invitatory, an invitation to prayer. Tomorrow evening, about 9, some of us in the sanctuary will be getting Christmas going by that same invitation and chanting of that same one voice. Today, if you will hear his voice, you know you could do a kind of a gospel chronology for yourself, if you'd like, for today, for this precise date in history when it came to you. It could be something like this. In the 7th year of the occupation of the See of Rome by Joseph Ratzinger, the modernist styled Benedict XVI, in the 4th year of the reign of Barack Hussein Obama, in the 2nd year of the governor of Ohio, John Kasich, the Republican machine serenely ruling over Hamilton and Butler counties, I didn't figure out the Kentucky part. You'll have to do that for yourself later. With the one-worlders gaining great ground, the whole world being at war, the Word of God came to me. It did. Turn to it. Open your blinds to this light. Tune it in. If you're an old-timer, fiddle with the dial until you get away from the static to have clear reception. If you're up to date, sign up for the Twitter feed. Read your text messages. Open your email. It is God's word after all, possessed of a power to silence all of the other voices which ring in the wilderness of our head and heart and soul. The devil may accuse us. The devil may confuse us. Our flesh betrays us and croons words of self-indulgence and self-pity to slay us in spirit. The world may exert all of its power to push us into conformity. That speaker on the wall North Korean homes have, it almost seems we live that way, doesn't it? There's no way to turn it off. But God's voice can still them all. What is that voice of one? Is it conscience? Yes, but not exactly. Is it Christ himself? Often, yes. Unheard, unheeded. When does it come? At church? Sometimes. Perhaps even at the sermon, which is why it's not a bad idea to hear them. But it also can come everywhere and at all times. That voice, any time a voice speaks to you on the inside or the out about humility or charity, about contrition, forgiveness, thinking of others, not self, about firmness in your faith, and not compromise today. That voice that speaks to of silence, but also goads you into words, those words you would rather muffle and rush your way through and swallow like an embarrassed penitent in the confessional. Inconvenient, demanding, like a child crying in the night. Uncompromising, yielding such as we'd never do on our own in the daylight. One voice. Listen to it. Treasure it. And when you hear it, you are listening to him who once was heralded in the wilderness by a voice of one. Turn towards it. Turn the other noise off. Turn away from those other lights. Absorb these Advent words of encouragement, uncomfortable honesty, and much, much love. Follow its gentle leading out even into the wilderness where you might be all alone. Watch it fill valleys and straighten paths and lower mountains and smooth out rough roads. This still, small voice, wait. Can you hear it now? It has power to silence, to outshine all others. It is the voice of one. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.